This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. If you suffer from a diabetic complication, radiation damage, stroke, or a degenerative condition, hyperbaric oxygen therapy may be right for you. Ask your doctor about how HBOT can help you achieve your optimal health. Call Hyperbaric Medical Solutions at 844-877-HBOT or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman to learn more. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast for today. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to focus on a nutrient or a nutraceutical that we haven't previously covered. We talk about cognitive enhancement with a variety of things. Most popular cognitive enhancement nutrients include ginkgo biloba. We've also talked about the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA, but a nutraceutical that hasn't gotten much attention and that you may not have heard about is something called Bacopa. We're going to talk to an expert. He's been a guest here on Intelligent Medicine before. He's Dr. Stephen Olmsted. Dr. Olmsted is Chief Science Officer for Prothera, a maker of fine nutraceuticals for health professionals, sold usually via health professionals, not on the general market. He's a Harvard-trained physician, among other aspects of his training. And he's an expert on chelation, probiotics, biofilms. We recently did a podcast with him on the subject of biofilms and natural ways to defeat biofilms, which are very tenacious and sometimes hard to get rid of, and prevent the body from fighting off infections and prevent antibiotics from getting to infections. That's a podcast that you can find at drhoffman.com. But now we turn our attention to cognitive enhancement with a supplement called Bacopa. So it's a pleasure, Dr. Olmsted, to having you back on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you very much for asking me to join you and talk about this very interesting herb.
Okay, great. So can we start by saying we're here to talk about Keen Mind? Keen Mind is the name of a supplement that incorporates Bacopa monnieri. I hope I'm getting the pronunciation right.
That's right.
It's actually a supplement that we stock at the Hoffman Center. It's available via drhoffman.com. And, I have to say, as a physician, I suffer from a little bit of attention deficit disorder. I'll explain you how. And you know this too from your own private practice when you were seeing patients with a nutritional dispensary. We have so many tools in our toolbox for enhancing cognitive performance that sometimes it's hard to remember all of them. And perhaps it's even harder for patients to consider all of them because there's so many possibilities. So top of the list, of course, ginkgo biloba gets a lot of press. We talk about acetyl L-carnitine. We talk about DHA. So how does Bacopa, or the simpler name Keen Mind, fit into the picture?
Well, it's a very, very interesting herbal. It's been used in the Ayurvedic, that's, of course, Indian healing traditions for 3,000 years, and it's traditionally called Brahmi. And the name gives you an idea of the importance that traditional practitioners have placed on the power of this herb, in that the name brings forth Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, and the form of the deity that actually transmitted Ayurvedic medicine to humans in the Hindu religion. And so it's been
It's interesting, excuse me, that medicine is actually considered divine. It's actually handed down from the gods to humans.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. In other words, it doesn't come from, Eli Lilly. It doesn't come from, Burroughs Wellcome. It doesn't come from Smith Kline. It comes literally from the gods in the tradition of Ayurveda.
Exactly. And what this has been used traditionally for a host of things, but but probably its strongest uses have been in the realm of supporting memory and preserving intellectual function. And in fact, then this is certainly not a claim we want to make, but it was even traditionally used as a life enhancing herb and an herbal remedy that would actually get you to live longer. I'm not so sure about that, but it certainly appears to have solid basis for getting people to be able to retain a lot of their sharpness and intellectual function and be able to continue to learn. It's such an important herb that the Indian government years ago identified this as an herb that they wanted to more fully investigate. And so their Central Drug Research Institute began a series of systemic investigations in the early 60s that really characterized this herb well and its pharmacologic properties.
And actually, that's how some of the best herbs and some of the, in fact, the best drugs have come into modern usage, because there's a traditional application, an example of which is anti-malarial drugs. The Peruvian Indians in the Amazon used quinine from cinchona bark, and now we have the modern drugs. And right. Similarly, in terms of gout, colchicine was discovered by the ancient Egyptians as a treatment for gout that the pharaohs and the noble people might have experienced because they were eating too high on the hog. And so when we hear about these things, we kind of go, okay, well, they use that stuff. Okay, that's not necessarily going to mean that the stuff passes muster, but it does give us a hint that there may be something to it. But we need more. We need modern science to evaluate what's the mode of action. We need to do some trials, preferably double-blind placebo-controlled trials to see, hey, is this stuff really working or is it just folkloric belief?
Well, what's one of the great things about this about this herbal preparation is that there are a lot of trials. We know a lot about what it does in terms of chemistry and pharmacology and basic physiology from animal studies. We know it's a phenomenal antioxidant. We know that it affects neurotransmitters. For example, it restores acetylcholine and acetylcholine esterase levels, and of course, these are important pathways, neurotransmitter pathways in Alzheimer's disease. So it has neuroprotective effects. It's actually able to protect neural structures from damage due to glutamate or aluminum or beta amyloid or nitric oxide. But in addition to this basic research, there are over 60 human studies that have looked at Bacopa monnieri in memory and learning. And one of the special things about KeenMind is KeenMind is the brand name of this specialized extract, that very pure extract that was developed by the CDRI, the Indian Central Drug Research Institute, and it's called CDRI-08. And mm-hmm. so this particular
does that mean it's standardized, because that's the big buzzword for these types of supplements? Because if you just take the herb and grind it up with a mortar and pestle, you're not sure what you're getting. It could be a matter of the crop, the season, the concentration, the storage capacity, of the herb, whether it's potent or not. So is it standardized to any particular ingredient, or is there a way to make sure that you're getting the business end of the
absolutely.
Herb?
Absolutely. This is standardized to have not less than 55% bacosides, and the bacosides are some of the important chemical constituents. So it's standardized to have this. It's the preparation is a alcohol, an ethanol extract of the whole plant. And then interesting, because people talk about herbs and you have to gather them in the light of the full moon in a certain season and blah, blah, blah. Turns out that that's not folklore, that there is something to that, and the constituents vary based on the season and even time of day or night. Mm-hmm. And so the herb is most potent when it's gathered in May in India. Anyway, that might be different in other climates, but in India there are five seasons. They include monsoon, and in May that's when the plant has the highest level of these bacosides. So this is a standardized extract. You're consistently getting the same pharmacologic principles dose to dose, batch to batch. And this particular extract is extremely well studied, both in acute studies, meaning that you give it to somebody, say you give them 320 milligrams, 640 milligrams of the Bacopa Monnieri extract, and you look at cognitive functions, and people do better. People do better on these computerized multitasking assessments, things like that assess arithmetic and letter search and visual tracking, and people do better after an acute dose. What's interesting is that it has a calming effect, mm-hmm. so that people actually have improved learning and they're calmer. They're less stressed about it, which is pretty amazing for those of us thinking back to our younger days when we were taking exams and that sort of thing.
Right. Wish I'd had it then.
Exactly. Exactly. So there are certainly individuals who take it, you know, normal cognitive function, but they find that they present better. Let's say they're giving a lecture or a talk, or that they just have greater clarity and they're less anxious about the entire presentation. So there's just a lot of data for this particular herbal, and I think it's going to be exciting that it's available now as Keen Mind, and that more people will have the opportunity to see how it can support their learning and memory and cognitive function.
Well, there seem to be two aspects to these cognitive enhancement products. One aspect is it slows the age-related memory loss and or forestalls Alzheimer's. And I think there are a few things out there that offer that prospect. Maybe they're anti-inflammatory. I think that's the way that curcumin works, for example. But you can't really make the claim that if you take curcumin a few hours before you take an exam or you do a presentation, that you're going to be smarter or, you know, that you're going to perform better. It's more like it's going to preserve your brain over time. I think
right.
That's probably the way that works.
Right.
And so what you're saying is that acutely, Bacopa seems to have... It does something to upregulate neurotransmission, or by whatever mechanism, it seems to get people to focus and concentrate better in
exactly.
the short term. And then, but also on the back end, there may be some. Is there some preventive potential against neurodegeneration?
Well, I think there is that potential, and I think that's the kind of thing that needs to get sorted out in clinical trials. As you know, it takes you know, if you're looking at a cohort of elderly people at risk for developing Alzheimer's disease, and half of them get placebo and half of them get Keen Mind, it's like it's going to take you a
yep.
few years to get that data.
Decades perhaps.
Yeah, decades even. So those kind of studies are in the works with this preparation, but everything that we see would lead me to believe that it's going to be effective because in every study, Bacopa just consistently enhances memory, especially recall memory and cognitive speed. And people are able to process information better, and they do so with less anxiety. And there's even one study where they looked at 225 milligrams of Bacopa Monnieri daily for 6 months in children with attention deficit
mm-hmm.
disorder.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask about that because there's a lot of that happening. And then the question is it suitable for children and will it make a difference? So you say there's a study that addresses that concern.
There's a study. It was small. The number of subjects was 31. But what they found was that in children with ADHD, it reduced restlessness, improved scores of self-control and attentiveness, and it was successful in more than 85% of kids that got it. So the yeah. success rate was really high, and the scores for learning problems, impulsivity, and behavioral problems were reduced by over 50%. So small study, but very, very promising for this group.
Well, you know, this brings to mind something. I don't know if it's okay to mention this, but there was a product that was heavily advertised for a while called Focus Factor. And I think it was advertised on AM radio. I remember this is a few years back, and you know I was curious and I looked at the ingredients and I think it incorporated bacopa, and it was the implication. Although you got to be careful when you're doing radio ads, you know, especially you know with the FTC or the FCC and the FDA breathing down your neck. But it was by implication it was targeted towards kids with ADD focus factor,
right?
And it was and bacopa was an ingredient in it. And maybe there were some other things in it. I don't even know. Are you familiar with the product? Did it have the right amount of bacopa? Because sometimes things that are retailed, you know, through mass market may have a little bit of the right stuff or maybe in a form that's not standardized and they're paying lip service to the herb without giving you the effective dosage.
Right. I don't know the product, and the questions you raise are astute, which is, you know, what kind of an extract? Was it an extract? Was it whole herb? Was it a water extract, ethanol extract? Was it standardized? You know, I don't know any of that. And all of those are very, very important considerations for bacopa and other herbal extracts.
Okay. So let's talk about dosage. In terms of dosage, you know, the other consideration when you want to recommend something to patients is, you know, do you have to take 16 tablets a day? You have to take it, you know, every half hour. Is there a price point that might be unattainable? How does this work?
Well, the dosage for adults would be 1 to 2 capsules a day, and for children, it would between the ages of 6 and 12, it would be one capsule a day.
Mm-hmm. And that incorporates how many milligrams?
So that's like 320 milligrams per capsule.
Okay, 320 milligrams per capsule. Okay, so In terms, you know, the concern that people have is, are there any potential side effects? I mean, at worst case scenario, you know, other than the benefits, could there be a downside to taking this?
Well, you know, there could be. In all of these clinical trials, it was well tolerated. Some of the adverse effects that were reported more frequently than placebo included dry mouth, fatigue, some palpitations, some nausea, excessive thirst, and some indigestion. And really, none of these were consistent from study to study. So it's not like every study consistently saw dry mouth. It was there in some patients more than placebo in this study. But generally, it's very well tolerated. The major thing about bacopa is the potential for herb drug interactions.
Okay.
So bacopa monnieri can inhibit some of the cytochrome enzyme, the P450 enzyme isoforms that are important in drug metabolism, and So there's competitive inhibition of CYP3A4. So the basic thing about that is that if you are on a drug, a pharmaceutical that is metabolized by the liver's P450 enzyme system, like an antiarrhythmic or immunosuppressants or calcium channel blockers, you know, that you need to coordinate this with your physician if you're on those kind of drugs. So
its effect might be, you say it inhibits the cytochrome P450. Inhibits, right?
Inhibits.
So in other words, that might result in a excessive buildup of some of these other medications.
That's correct.
Now, that's contrary to what a similar psychoactive nutraceutical does. I believe that St. John's wort kind of does the opposite. It will wash out the effects of certain medications because it amplifies cytochrome P450. Am I on the right track with that?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So you have to kind of be a little careful, and that actually has been potentially an issue with people taking certain types of, immunosuppressive medications to patients who have had an organ transplant. You know, they want to take St. John's wort, they have to be careful because they might reduce the level. In this case, you're saying certain medications, by no means all medications, but certain few, you might get an elevation in the level when you take this Bacopa. Okay.
Right.
That's an important caution.
Too, yeah. Because, you know, obviously if you're, you know, on an immunosuppressant, you don't want too much immunosuppression.
No, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Okay. Good. So that's a great introduction to Bacopa monieri, which is the ingredient found in Keen Mind. That's a supplement that you can get from nutritionally oriented physicians. And it is a ProThera product?
It is a ProThera product.
Okay. And that's something that we stock at the Hoffman Center, and it's available via drhoffman.com. I think it's on the website. If not, call the Hoffman Center. I have some more questions. So in part two, let's continue our discussion of Bacopa with Dr. Stephen Olmsted, Chief Science Officer for ProThera, and an expert on a wide variety of subjects that we're going to touch upon in part two. Please join us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.